We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I've been eating lunch since as long as anyone can remember. All the way back to my earliest experiences. Some of which, best beloved, were actually of lunch. Eating spaghetti with Flora and cheddar cheese. And thinking at that time in my life that if I wanted to, I could walk into the television and live within the programmes. Although I never actually tried this. Just was happy in the knowledge that it was one of my options in life. To live on Puddle Lane with the weirdos and dragons, or hit it big and stroll confidently into the Thames TV ident. I continued to eat lunch very much as a habit from then on, all the way up to the present day. It gives you something to build your time around. It punctuates the flow of the light. You can give any old nonsense as a reason. When it comes to lunch, the fact of the matter is that unless you're avoiding it on purpose, you're going to try and have it. I'm older now. Not ridiculously so, but certainly older than I ever dreamed of becoming. And believe me, I've had some pretty alarming dreams. But I don't mind this, except in wild bursts of minding that take place in the small hours. Incidentally, I think that those hours were named the small hours as an ironic joke, in the manner of Little John from Robin Hood being called Little. But I digress, and I've promised repeatedly to not do that. Dan Canetti is a real person, by the way. As real as you or I. And he was my flatmate in the dreadful winter of 2017. I have a very fond memory of lying in the corridor in convulsions of shame and despair. And Canetti standing over me saying, "You're back. No, you're back." As a way of G-ing me up. Hank Hill is also real, well, obviously. Although his name isn't Hank Hill, it's Jerry. And me and Jerry once stopped on Blackstock Road to speak to an old woman who was clearing out loads of garlic bread out of a broken freezer in her front garden. Well, Jerry did. I waited up the road a little bit because I instinctively fear that sort of thing. But they both called me back and we ended up hanging out with her all evening on the front steps, drinking rum and coke. Not sure what happened to all the garlic bread, mind you. Well, as Dan Canetti prophesied, I am back for the final time, brackets for now. But enough about prophecies and finality, because it's time, finally, for lunch. And there was a good selection this week, and a wonderful selection. And I was, as I always will be, grateful to see them. Lots of bread in the entries this week. Or maybe the entries are in the bread, if you know what I'm trying to say. What am I trying to say, by the way? But before we break it all, the bread I mean, with the three front runners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and I have but one this week. And it's just to say thank you for listening to these thus far. I really appreciate it. And I promise I'll never do this again, but if you know anyone that might like them, please pass them along. But anyway, thank you. And so for the three front runners. Firstly, Jo, her entry, a ham, mustard and cheddar rye bread sandwich with a crescent of ridged crisps, confirming the drink to have been coffee and water. This is the sort of thing that Don Draper from Mad Men would eat, although he would say chips rather than crisps, and he would always be halfway through it. You never see him finishing food, I've noticed. Quite wasteful. I suppose he's just deeply flawed and that's simply another one. But the meal itself sounds highly divine. Secondly, we had Dan, although not Canetti, just FYI. His entry, beans and scrambled eggs on Lidl's low GI loaf toast, confirming the drink to have been tea. Beans on toast is something I have never lost my enthusiasm for one bit in life. I discover them anew each time I have them. And I always give the discovery 5 stars out of 5. But great stuff here from Dan. And lastly, we had Aiden. His entry, I had a wrap with leftover baba ganoush, which I had made for my dad's birthday, and also some vegan cheese, yogurt, and lime and coriander rice with tea and two ginger nuts. This was quite a hard one to imagine, but once I did have the image, it was quite sumptuous, which I appreciated. I mean, who wants to walk around with unsumptuous images in their head? Only a fool or a miser. But no, this was a good one from Aiden. And that was all the three front runners.
M&M time.
I just said M&M time to fool you. It's not M&M time. It's time to mull over the three front runners.
That was a really good joke.
I just fooled Zoe, by the way, by saying it's M&M time just before I started recording.
You joked me.
I joked you. So the big news is it isn't M&M time. What is it? Time is it?
You've confused yourself, haven't you?
As we mull over the three front runners,
it's the coin toss.
I just like to play the game with Zoe and the coin toss with Zoe.
Hiya.
Will you have a coin? Do you have one?
I do have one.
Will you reveal it?
50p,
the Pepsi Max big one. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Got it right. Getting these names right. Nailing the names today of coins. Okay, so for the final time, brackets for now, this season, would you like to affix in your mind at home for what you should like to stand this for and decide, and Zoe is going to get ready to turn it in the air?
I feel a lot of pressure because I really want it to be tails.
Same here. Well, if you don't deliver on this, then you'll have let me down, you'll have let yourself down, and you'll have let the school down. All right, here we go. Ready? Do we have a reading?
You've got a reading.
What is it?
It's tails! Yes!
Fantastic. Finally, a bit of justice in this unjust... Well, I shouldn't... Oh, no, maybe I won't say that. I'll cut that bit out. But
it is an unjust world.
I know, but... There's big fish... I don't know.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, well.
It is tails!
It's tails! Finally!
A bit of justice in this unjust world.
Wonderful.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Wonderful stuff all round. And thank you very much, Zoe, for flipping the coin and for flipping it week in, week out.
Thank you very much.
And thank you all very much at home for taking part. And we'll see you again soon, and goodbye.
And thank you. Bye.
So the final verdict fast approaches. I ask you how you're doing, and you nod and ask me how I'm doing. And we all nod and say, all right, at the same time, as I fire up the overhead projector and break out my laser pointer and do the recap. Will it be Jo with her ham on rye sandwich with crisps and coffee? Will it be Dan with his scrambled eggs with beans on toast and tea? Or must it be Aiden with his baba ganoush and lime rice and biscuits? And it is what I'm going to say next, to say that this week the winner is Dan. So I'm phoning to tell you that on the occasion of the season finale of Lunch Rutch, you are this week's winner.
Oh, wow. Well, good day I've won. Thank you very much. I'm on it again.
No worries in the slightest. Dan, if Dan was the original winner of the very first Lunch Rutch, so it seems like a bit of...
First and last,
bookended by two perfect lunches.
Yeah, well, that is good news, and if Dan was no good news, that is that's the highlight.
And if you'd just like to talk us through your winning lunch from this week.
Yeah, so what did I have? I had beans on toast with eggs.
Beans on toast?
Simple enough, but it's the bread. I don't know if you've had it before. They do a loaf in Lidl called Low GI Loaf.
Yeah, this interested me because what Is that gluten?
I'm not really sure. I think it is.
What does GI mean?
We Googled this a while back, actually. I think it is. It's something to do with gluten, but I'm not quite sure what.
Because I remember, this is a long time ago. I was in Sweden recording an album that never got released with a guy called Per Sunding, and he was going on about having done a GI diet, and I kept thinking he meant like an American Army diet. But looking back, I think he was probably tucking into some of that low GI bread that you were talking about.
Same as a sandwich, really. I think, you know, beef and toast, the bread kind of makes it what it is.
And yeah, absolutely.
It was delicious. Yeah.
It's like the tonic in the...
I still get excited about beans on toast. So.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Beans on toast was my... well, do you know what I used to have for many years was... opinion is divided in, sort of like 20% of people think this is all right. It's not really it's equal division, but I used to have beans and tuna mixed together. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, I've had this debate before. The only time I do this is... If I have a jacket potato,
yes,
and I have, you know, if I do have a jacket potato, I'll have two. Then one I can have beans and cheese, and then the other one I can have tuna mayo.
Well, how did you prepare your egg?
Just scrambled. Very loosely scrambled. I like them a bit runny.
Yes.
I'll be doing the same today, actually.
In
about half an hour, an hour maybe. Yeah, yeah. So,
thank you. Thank you very much for being... the season finale win it. Well, if it comes back in the future, are there any lunches you particularly like to see win?
Well, obviously I'm off work at the minute, but in a month's time, our shop will open again and I'll be back at work full time, which means obviously delve back into the world of meal deal.
The meal deal realm.
Yeah, again, as I said, you know, I got rid of my Facebook a while back, so I've, you know, in an attempt to sort of minimalise my social media time, but it doesn't really work, so we do spend as much time on Instagram. So, but yeah, meal deals. I always want to see meal deals.
It's leveling. We know where we are with them, and we all know what they feel like. Well, thank you very much for talking to us. I hope you have many more happy lunches, and I hope to see you again. Soon, and have a good day, man. And we'll speak to you again.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for picking me. I'm honored.
No worries. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
On the last day of term, you would bring in board games, and Mrs. Merrill would let you eat cake. Let them eat cake, she'd think, I'm sure. And I would watch the clock and wish the day would go by slower, even though the whole purpose of the day was for it to end. Which you could feel happening from about the middle of the morning. People slowly fell out of their roles. Kids stopped acting up with complex intentions. The teachers slowly became civilians. And the school dialed down its brightness and its contrast and reverted to being a building, which you left earlier than usual. And as you walked home, you'd think, oh yeah, what was all that in aid of? Who even were those people? Hold on, I was doing what? Painting colour wheels, sitting on the same table. I had my own drawer. That can't have been me, because that seems absolutely ludicrous. And wait, where have I been again? In that building back there, every day. This all seems highly unlikely. If I get home and anyone asks me what school was like, I'll just tell them the truth. I have no idea what you're talking about. Where's this again? And if you encountered Mrs. Merrill in the supermarket over the summer, you would run over to her and pull on her sleeve and say, do you remember me, Mrs. Merrill? It's Johnny. Do you recognise me? It's just that I think we used to hang out every day. Does that sound familiar? This may not mean anything to you, but have you ever seen me before? I know this seems bizarre, but I feel like I've met you. Do you have any idea where this might have been? Because I just can't imagine it. And then you'd carry on with your holiday.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The Coin Flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.